This weekend, I got the first lifer I've added in Wisconsin in well over a decade when Russ and I spent a couple of hours at Wisconsin Point in Superior. In recent autumns, more and more birders have been gathering at the first parking lot at Wisconsin Point every day to watch for unusual gulls and jaegers. Gull numbers off Wisconsin Point seem to be highest on days when the landfill is open, and since jaegers harass gulls to steal their food, they're most likely to appear when gulls are abundant. On Saturday, before Russ and I got there, all three jaeger species had been seen, but the Pomerene jaeger had apparently gone elsewhere. The Pomerene jaeger is the biggest and rarest of the three jaeger species on their Arctic breeding grounds. This jaeger nests in the low-lying, wet tundra near Arctic coasts, and its breeding is strictly tied to lemming populations. Outside of the breeding season, Pomerene jaegers spend their lives far from land, in tropical and subtropical oceans, eating some small seabirds, scavenging on whatever they can find, and stealing food from seabirds. The smaller two jaegers are acrobatic and aggressive in stealing food from other birds. The parasitic jaeger even takes its name from this kleptoparasitism. The big Pomerene jaeger isn't as graceful in getting its meals. Researchers studying it say it's more likely to rely on surprise and brute force to attack birds feeding in the water rather than wing its way with graceful aerial maneuvers. I've only seen one Pomerene jaeger in my life, on September 6, 1982, when one flew directly above me at Park Point. The following May, I saw my first parasitic jaeger on Park Point. Parasitics are the primary predator of birds and eggs on the tundra. They also feed on lemmings, but have enough other food sources that their reproduction doesn't depend on lemmings as it does for Pomeranes. Those parasitic jaegers that nest near seabird colonies in the northeastern Atlantic and the Aleutians specialize on a unique form of kleptoparasitism. They force gulls and seabirds to disgorge their food and then deftly retrieve it in midair. They're so good at this that of the three jaegers, the parasitic is the one that hugs shorelines, so it's the one most often seen along the Great Lakes. Russ and I saw two of them a few different times on Saturday. They were partly hanging out together, flying or alighting on the water together, and they were also dive-bombing gulls, bringing them fairly close in for photographs. The tiniest jaeger, the long-tailed, is the most abundant and the most widespread of the three on its breeding grounds. Away from the tundra, this little jaeger tends to stay way out over the open ocean, so it's the least often encountered on the Great Lakes. There have been a handful of sightings of long-tailed jaegers on our end of Lake Superior during the 3 decades I've lived in Duluth, but I was never in the right place at the right time till Saturday. The one we had was dive-bombing ring-billed gulls, which are much larger. My photos are not very high quality because the birds stayed pretty far out, but they show some dramatic interactions, and anyway, I'm just thrilled to have any photos at all of this bird. It was a lifer. Kim Eckert sent a note on the MOU listserv reminding people that on October 15, 1980, exactly 30 years before Saturday, all three jaegers were seen on Park Point. Apparently, the Ides of October is the right day to get out there looking for jaegers, so I've already marked it in my calendar for next year. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.